Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Second and goal at the 9. Atlanta 3, New Orleans nothing. We're 3 minutes 15 seconds into quarter number 2 here at the Superdome.
Well, this is where Drake normally's big. Kyle's going to have to step up big right here.
Warner in the backfield. Cousins wants to throw. Shoots it to the end zone. David Sills! Touchdown, Atlanta! Oh, my goodness. The first career touchdown for David Sills.
What a moment for David Sills there. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift live from the Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Bubby keeping us on air today, and Dylan is back at the station behind the glass. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. We're going to get into that Falcons win in a moment, but here are the headlines. Before you head out, the Hawks beat the Charlotte Hornets last night, 113-110. They'll play again tomorrow in D.C. to take on the Wizards. Baker Mayfield did exit the Bucks game with a left shoulder sprain. Tampa lost 34-7 to the Rams. Raiders offensive coordinator Chip Kelly has been fired, and the Cowboys came back from a 21-0 deficit to beat the Eagles 24-21.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's a pro, and I love playing with guys like that who are total pros. He's seen a lot of football. Certainly the touchdown was big, but there were a couple other ops today that I turned him down, and looking back, I think we're going to say, hey, I got to work you there. I got to check to a play here to work you, and I think he can even have a few more touches in the game and impact the game more than he did even. So that's what we'll go back to tomorrow and kind of say, how can we be better?
That is Kirk Cousins after the win last night talking about Darnell Mooney. Falcons did end their 5-game skid, beat the Saints 24-10.
I know that Mike's taking away my profit card, apparently, but I do believe I said on pregame last week that I thought it would be a chance for Darnell Mooney to – kind of step up and step and show out, because he had his best production as a Falcon was with Kirk Cousins. For whatever reason, he and Michael Penix have not been able to connect the way Drake and Penix have, and he did step up yesterday. He made a phenomenal catch over on the sideline on a comeback route where he had to go down and get it, Mike, and it was put. You know, people are going to criticize the throw because they're used to seeing the hand cannon of Penix and Cousins, but it was a throw that was perfect to put where only he could get to. It was nice seeing Darnell. I want to talk about these touchdowns real quick, and if I can set them up for you, Mike, you would talk about each one after I set up the Sills touchdown. They moved Bijan in motion.
Yep.
And for whatever reason, the DB on the outside wide. He widened out, and when he widened out, that allowed Sills running that route to where he was wide for Bijan. And even though that Pete Werner had Bijan in man coverage, him widening out a little bit allowed Sills, when he cut inside, to be wide open right there.
Yeah, it's what I talk about when I use the term layering the defense. They layered the defense, right, where you're forcing – the guys to step up into some of the routes based on some of the tendencies we do have with Bijan. I mean, Bijan is not going to run a post a lot of times, right, or a corner or whatever else it may be. He's going to squat down. He's going to run some of the shorter routes. So when you layer the defense and you know, show play action or show run from shotgun, it forces those guys to understand tendencies and step up. And David Sills even mentioned it. I know you were standing right there when Arch was doing the post-game interview with David Sills. He's like, I almost even got a little greedy because as soon as I saw the way that they were covering with us, I kind of broke it off a little bit early and started going towards the upright of the end zone, and I knew that Kirk would put it on me. And Kirk did a nice job of stepping into that throw. I believe it was Charlie Warner that was in protection, picked up a blitzer. So Kirk did a nice job delivering that ball. I do have to say, before we get to the phone calls, I laughed in postgame with Grant because they were talking about the first touchdown ball, and Arch was asking David Sills whether or not he had the ball. I scored my only touchdown of my career, and I did the exact same thing that David Sills did, and it might even have been in the same end zone.
It was the same
end zone and the almost exact same spot. I did the exact same thing he did, and I handed the ball to the referee. And then I was like, oh, I wonder where that ball went. I don't know. Where'd the ball go? Somebody help me. Somebody find the ball.
I don't normally get these conversations where I don't think he would care. We were asking him before we started the interview, and he said, I don't know. I blacked out.
Same. Wow. I said the same thing after mine.
I said, dude, you scored, and you just kind of tossed it, and it kind of hit right there in the ref's field. You just kind of tossed it to the ref. He goes, dude, I blacked out. He's like, my teammates were coming to celebrate, and I just celebrated. And I wish the mic would have been on. Obviously, I wouldn't have been talking. But
right.
I wish that moment could have been captured because it was as genuine as you get. And I know we got to get to the call, but real quick, the Mooney touchdown, they're under center to play action. He has Pitts, and he wants to go to Pitts in the middle of the field.
Yeah.
But the safety, when the safety bit, that's that veteran in him. Because we've seen Penix at times get locked in. That's that veteran savviness where he was like, oh, blank. I've got Mooney on the post.
And he said when Darnell Mooney is running free, he is going to be open and he's going to run past people. And that's exactly what happened.
Hey, I know that he's been called – his arm has been called names on the station and in the fan base and the media. That was as good of a throw as you'll make. And he had plenty of arm on it.
Darnell's been called names too. So, yeah.
We are going to go out to the phones right now, 404-726-0929. We are celebrating this win today. Let's go all the way out to Devin. He's in Kansas City listening on the Odyssey app. Devin, what you got for us this morning?
Yeah, we won, but I'm going to be that guy early, early in the morning. I was tweeting y'all yesterday during the game. And, you know, I'm happy we won, but it's an indictment on the coaching staff. I got to be that guy this morning, bro. So let me get this straight. Handful of games, all games that Penix played, I can count on the amount of times Penix ran under center, did any kind of play under center. I'm sorry, miss me with the whole Penix is uncomfortable under center because contrary to what people believe, he ran some under center plays in Washington. I watched a lot of the games, right? So two things with that. You mean to tell me, well, one, it's an indictment because we're in the NFL. You can't coach this guy to be under center. It was so baffling to me because this offense yesterday looked so much simpler, so much easier to run, you know what I mean, to the naked eye. Just my opinion. But it's an indictment because you're telling me you're unable to coach a guy to be on the center, right? If you want to go with that line, cool. The other reason that it's an indictment, if he can't run that, why is he starting? I understand he's more talented. I understand he has the arm and everything.
I appreciate the phone call. I'll let you get first crack at that because I know you feel a certain way, and I don't know if we see eye to eye on this, but Devin brings up a couple of good points.
I think it's funny to me when people say, well, if you can't coach it, it's on you. Well, and I'm not sitting here and trying to indict Michael Penix. I don't know. None of us do what's going on in this room. But the reality is they have it. They want to do it. Do you think it's all them not being able to coach it? Is there any thought process that the player is not catching on as fast? And I'm not putting it all on Penix either, because I do believe that at some point in time, hey, you know what? We're going to force you to do this because it's what makes us better. But I come back to thinking about the timeline. The offense wasn't a world beater yesterday. Let's not act like it was that we scored 50 points. The reality is, though, is you watched a guy do it yesterday that has 162 starts in the NFL. Yeah, he's going to look like he's going to make things look a little simpler than a guy who's done it 12 times.
Yeah, I And again, you and I don't necessarily see eye to eye on this, and I agree with some of what Devin is saying, is that if he can't do it and you know the offense functions better the way Kirk Cousins can do it, then why hasn't Kirk Cousins been the guy? You're paying him a lot of money. He's still under contract. He's still part of this organization. The second part, as I will say, is if Michael Penix is unable to do it and he's not developing fast enough to actually do it, then what did you miss on when you were the contingent that got on the airplane and went out to Washington, worked him out, and co-signed on drafting him 12th overall after you just paid Kirk Cousins $100 million?
Well,
you missed one way or another.
Well, that brings in the question, and I'm going to probably get heat on this, but that brings in the question, who was the final say on that pick? Was it the GM, and with the GM and the coach on the same page with that? And I think that's a fair question. Because we know it's a joint thing, but you know, where does that lie? Was that Terry saying, no, we want a backup plan, and this is what we're going to do? I don't know. Look, we didn't take an edge rusher, and I think Latu's been really good. That was the guy we're probably going to take there, or Jerry Verse. They've both been good players. They both play on really good defenses.
Sure,
I'm. If Michael Penix can grow into be the guy and stay healthy, I like this decision, because you also have two, to me, soon to be top tier edge rushers.
I agree with that.
I don't know where the miss is, but I do believe some of this, Mike, is about trying to win now and just doing what they feel is comfortable.
I get sick to my stomach thinking about the fact that not only did you not develop it up until now, but there's really not a chance to do it for the next 9 months, and you'll be right back in the same situation you were in, and I don't know that it's the same coaches or play callers. It makes me sick, honestly.
It's a good point by you, because, hey, if you want to blame the coaches and think they're 100% to blame, most likely that'll seal their fate.
Yeah, I agree, one way or another.
Well, and you can continue this conversation if you have questions after yesterday's win, concerns, comments, at 929 Morning Shift. Go ahead and tweet at us. And this Saturday, noon to 2, you can join me out at Nally Kia in Stonecrest. We're going to be getting ready for Sunday's big game. Someone's going to walk away with the ultimate tailgate kit. It's a 50-inch 4K smart TV with a stand, Yeti cooler, other prizes. And another winner takes home tickets to an upcoming home game. That's going to be this Saturday. We are not taking Thanksgiving weekend off. So this Saturday, noon to 2 at Nally Kia in Stonecrest. And coming up, continuing to celebrate our Atlanta teams. There's another Atlanta team that got a win over the weekend. We'll get into that next, and we'll go in the huddle next with the Morning Shift live from the Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The app.
Neal with him in the backfield. Atlanta moving people all over the place. Here's the snap. They're trying to get to the quarterback. Shuck in trouble. Pierce got him on the ground.
27 got to him again.
It is the morning shift. We are live from the Browngrass Charity Golf Classic on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Bubby is responsible for keeping us on air out here today. Dylan is behind the glass back at the station. We're going to go in the huddle in a moment, hear from Jameis Winston on that very interesting game he had last night. Oh, Jameis. But we're starting to get a crowd here at Eagle Watch. What time are you guys teeing off today?
10 o'clock. 10 o'clock tee time. Thanks to everybody at Finley Roofing, Windows Nation, Batteries Plus. You know, McDonald's has got breakfast rolling in here. Registration's at 8:30. Yeah, well, people want to be a part of the show, you know.
How early is too early for a Bloody Mary? Just throwing that
out
there. Not for me, you know, just out in general.
I was thinking, because I'm on 2.5 hours of sleep, that I would do my own version of a Bloody Mary. But it would just be vodka Red Bull.
Yeah.
That's appropriate.
Okay. Yeah.
Sugar-free, though. Sugar-free.
Interesting version of a Bloody Mary, for
yeah,
sure.
That's my coffee, I guess. It's my iced coffee.
Interesting.
Well, okay. We are on your home turf, so a moment ago, you had your water bottle out, and I saw you grab a little bottle and, like, start to pour into it. And I was like, wait, is he already? And it's your Mio.
No, yeah.
But I thought you were sneaking something.
No, but if you want something, I got
– That would have been impressive.
I got my flask out there, Allie. It's got Fireball in it for birdie shots if you want to – you know, get tuned up a little bit.
Interesting.
Get going. What is it, Dylan? What do you call it? Booted and zooted, or zooted and booted, or whatever?
Yeah, Dylan's green tea.
Zooted and booted.
Okay, there you go. Well, Falcons fans, we finally have a win to celebrate. 24-10 over the Saints. Kareem and Decatur is on the line. 404-726-0929 is our number. If you want to get in on this Falcons victory Monday, Kareem, you excited about that win yesterday?
I only got one thing to say. How about them Falcons, baby? How about them Falcons? Hey, that's all I – hey, that's what I have to say. Also, I just want to make one point as well. I'm almost ready to move on from Kyle Pitts. Charlie Warner had one reception for 18 yards. Kyle Pitts, two receptions, 25 yards. I don't know. Is it the quarterback situation? I'm not sure, but – Charlie Warner is a better blocker, and we found out that he can catch the ball as well. I mean, just me personally, I'm ready to move on from Kyle Pitts, and that's all I got to say.
Yeah. Thanks, man. Appreciate the phone call.
I don't want to be that guy. Give Warner his due. He had three catches.
I was going to say, I think he had three in a row.
For 24. He had one for – he had an 18-yard one where he ran over a guy, made a guy miss. Kyle Pitts has four or five drops in three games. The potential's potential. If you can't block, you can't catch, and you play tight end, your route run is not elite.
And I don't want to call spade a spade, man. I'm with you on that.
I don't want to hear about, well, catchable ball. Kirk Cousins throws as catchable of a ball as anybody in the NFL. Squeeze it, dude.
If you're 6'6" and you're supposed to be rangy and everybody says, just throw it up to him, well, you should probably be able to catch the slant that got bumped up near. I'm not saying it's his fault on that one, but, yeah, it's brutal.
They got there early, Allie, but make a contested catch. What?
I'm not even going to, like, go down that road today because I'm in too good of a – like,
too.
The
right.
Kyle Pitts conversations for another day.
I'm going to say this and we can go. A qualification for a tight end should be contested catches.
Well, it was incredibly frustrating. So let's pivot and talk about someone who did make a catch yesterday. All right, so Jameis Winston had quite a game yesterday. He threw two touchdowns and caught a touchdown in the same game. Let's hear from him.
I like to consider myself an athlete. I believe that I can make plays like that for this team. If I need to play tight end, I can. I do whatever it is that's required for this team to have success. And I'm grateful that Calf gave me an opportunity. And sometimes that's all you got to do at the quarterback position. Give you guys a chance.
Bear in mind that they lost this game. So anybody that's sitting there going, you know, with what Kirk's comments were last week, like this guy, they lost the game.
Mm-hmm.
But I still love Jameis's vibes. Impeccable.
I don't have any issue with him being positive.
Me either.
You know what? It's refreshing. The touchdown catch, by the way,
dang,
was a lot of Jameis. It reminded me of his rookie year in Tampa when we were playing them, and it was like 3rd and 19, might have been 4th and 19. We had him bottled up, and he broke like 8 tackles, got a first down. I don't remember who won the game. I think they might have. But it was that type of – because he threw off the linebacker in coverage.
Yeah. Allie, you ready for me to get an eye roll out of Bo?
Yes.
Would you take him here to start the year next year?
No, he's thinking about it. He didn't roll his eyes.
Well, I don't know, man. I'm kind of
– The options are limited.
I'm kind of set on Deshaun Watson.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, no. You know what? I would. You know why? Because Jameis is a lot of things, but he has turned into a leader.
You still want to forgive him for calling the fake kneel down touchdown a couple years
about
ago?
That. You know what?
Well, I'm still sour about it.
Now that you say that,
I know.
Today's a bad day to ask me that because we're riding high.
I know.
Ask me after the next loss. Yeah. I'll probably
still mad at him about that.
I'll probably.
Like, I'm just praying for the Lord to deliver me from pick sixes.
Yeah. Well, you know a way to not throw a pick six is to be on the receiving end of a catch.
There you go.
Well, the Cowboys came back from a 21-0 deficit to beat the Eagles 24-21. Here's Jalen Hurts. He talked after the game about the tale of two halves.
Definitely the tale of two halves, but in the end, we didn't play a complete game as a team. And today it got us. You give a lot of respect to Dallas and their team, how they competed. Something in the question right now is just how we respond to it. And I have a lot of confidence in how we respond.
Man, I was watching this game. A.J. Brown scores a touchdown. I'm like, oh, all is well. They're up 21-0. And then the Cowboys come storming back from 3 touchdowns down and win. In a lot of ways, for the Cowboys, it's a must-win game. They pull even at 5-5-1. But it's just it's weird that they're only 5-5. I look at George Pickens, some of the moves. I mean, he had almost 150 yards receiving yesterday. It's crazy to see how Dallas has played in some spots and how many of those things have panned out. The Micah Parsons trade, Quinnen Williams trade, seems like they're doing all the right things. 5-5 just doesn't seem to do the Cowboys justice right now.
Is it? And I know he's had some boneheaded moments still because it's who George Pickens is. Is it weird to you, though, that he's been a better player? It's not weird to me that he's been a better player because he's got a better quarterback than he's ever had.
Yeah, exactly.
But the thing for me is he's been better behaved for the most part without Mike Tomlin, who we give all this credit for being a guy that can talk to the players and the players react. And there's a little Brian Schottenheimer who nobody wanted to give a job. Now, look, again, he's had moments, but for the most part, he's been pretty good in football. His football is outweighed anything else.
Well, and that's the point. His football has been great. He's getting 150 receiving yards. I'm not sold on his personality change until we see him get 20 yards receiving.
I'm not saying that he's had a personality change.
I am.
He's been more well-behaved. He does have a better quarterback. The thing is, they can't afford to pay him. Not what he could possibly make. He's a free agent.
They said yesterday they might tag him.
I don't know how you justify tagging George Pickens and letting Micah Parsons walk.
I'll be curious to see what he sounds and looks like when he's only getting like 20 yards receiving. But it is what it is.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, coming up, we've got Man Up Monday on deck. Mike and Bo are going to have to own the choices they made on Friday. And we've got a Mic'd Up.
Yeah, we're going to talk about some of the other smaller storylines from around the NFL. Just an absolute tragedy when you talk about the New England Patriots front on their offensive line. So we'll have to get into that on Mic'd Up.
That is next with the Morning Shift, and we are live from the Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
16 seconds to go in the game. Chuck dropping back, wants to sail one toward the end zone, and Xavier Watts has another one. Interception by Watts will be his third of the year.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. We are live from the Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is behind the glass, and this segment is presented by John Foy and Associates. Experienced personal injury attorneys get the strong arm. We're about to go into Man Up Monday, but you guys are playing in this tournament today. So are there any goals that you're looking for when you're out there? I mean, obviously, there's goal A, which is winning, right?
Yeah. Well, that's
no.
It's not. Yeah, you always go out there and you say, yeah, let's see what happens. But that's going to – there's some good golfers in this tournament. That's the one thing about this tournament is it's very it's still golf, you know, even though it's a scramble.
I think I like where your head's at. And normally any time I'm in a competitive situation, I do say the goal is always winning. Mm-hmm. Always winning. Like, and I don't want that – I don't want to get that lost in this conversation. But I have played in – hundreds of these events over the years, right? And I've never even come close. So the goal today is going to be to simply enjoy a little fellowship, hang out with a bunch of listeners and friends and everything else, and just enjoy the day because it is going to be beautiful outside and it should be a lot of fun to play a round of golf. I'm not even going to begin to put the pressure on myself saying the goal is to win. It's not. It's really not. We're not even going to come close today.
Mike said something when he got here. He said, I just want one facet of my game to work, whether it's the driver, the wedge, the putter, the mid-irons, right? The last 2 years of this tournament, for whatever reason – the round before I played in it, I went to just crap. Like something, you know, you get broke. And golf's weird. You can get over a golf ball and not know what to do. Like literally, and I was broken for the last two times, obviously the first 2 years of this tournament. This might be the best I've ever felt going into it. Not that that's good, but I just feel like I know when I get over the ball, I feel good. I think my driver's going to work today. I think I'm going to be the guy off the tee today for us, which is rare because I suck with my driver.
Your brow is furrowed, Mike. What is?
Well, I played with Bo Thursday.
Yeah.
And you asked us who won, and I said the course did because nothing that either one of us did. But like we stopped keeping score.
That was the first time I'd played in over a month, and I got this finger issue.
Well, that's why I'm genuinely curious as to what you feel.
Because I don't
has led you to believe that you're going to play well today off the tee.
I didn't say that. I just said I feel like it.
It seems
the last 2 times I went to this tournament, I had no confidence.
Who am I to question this man, Allie? Who am I?
You know what? You're not going to – See? That, you know what he's doing? He's trying to shame me again into coming off of my thought process. I'm not doing it. You're a shamer. That's what you are.
Sometimes I need a little bit of evidence. That's
Allie,
all.
He's a shamer. He's that guy. If you say something to Connie, he's like, "Oh, are you sure you want to feel that way? Is that what you think?" Wow,
having a conversation. You know what I mean?
Oh, is that what conversations are? I feel good about this. Are you sure? Maybe you shouldn't.
I just hope you both have fun today.
Exactly.
That's really...
And which brings us back to square one. Yeah, that's
square
the goal today.
That is square
that
one.
That is the goal.
Everybody having a great time at the Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic. All right, Dylan, it's time for you to take it away for Man Up Monday.
All right, fellas. I'm not going to lie. Not y'all's best week. Mike, you were okay. I got to call your performance mid this week. You went 2-2. That puts your record at 29-21-1 overall. Bo, you got to bounce back this upcoming week because this past weekend, 1-4, brother. 1-4.
Aye.
You are now at 26.
Whoa. Hold on a second.
That's a good point here.
How was I 1-4?
Oh, I'm sorry. 1-3. 1-3. I'm sorry.
And Mike was 2-2. I'm sorry. 1-3.
I can't believe my bad. This. My bad. My bad. 1-3. So
I
you're at 26-25.
Here we go.
26-25. I'm sorry. 20. But still, I mean, the point remains that you need to bounce back this weekend, brother.
Okay. Well, thanks. But so does your addition.
26.
But you're right. I had a tough weekend.
20.
The Colts game was rough. The Bucks laid an egg, which killed both of us.
And
yeah, that was rough.
And I'm glad you actually brought that up. I'm sorry I'm going to interrupt you there because that's what you guys got to listen to. You guys both took the Bucks +7 this weekend, and it didn't work out great for either one of y'all.
I am going to take the Buccaneers plus the points in this one. And I think that when I look at Baker Mayfield, he does not strike me as the kind of guy that's going to let you lose by more than a touchdown in a game that has this amount of significance. He's just too much of a gamer, and I think he'll will this team to at least be within 7.
They lost by 12 on the road last week, which is partly why I think this line is so big with as red hot as the Rams have had. I don't see it happening 2 weeks in a row. I agree with Mike. I'm taking the Bucks and the points.
And when I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
Psych!
No, man. Look, I still stand by what I said. If Baker's playing the second half, he doesn't allow it to get that out of hand.
Well,
but he didn't. Teddy Bridgewater played the second half. So there you go. I'm gonna blame that on the injury.
Yeah. They were down 31-7 when he got hurt. I mean, that game was. They absolutely Matthew Stafford was phenomenal last night. He absolutely made some terrific throws.
Yeah, Devontae Adams, incredible. It stunk because Kyron Williams, who our fantasy running back, he just was not part of the game plan. They were like, we don't need you. We're good. We're just going to throw it around the yard. That'll be good. So, yeah, but 2-2 is not going to get it done, Dylan, so I appreciate that.
Yeah. What do you think Devontae Adams' happiness level is this season compared to last season?
Insanely high.
Exactly.
Insanely high, and you can see it in the way he catches the ball. And after every – like, there was, like, 2 catches in a row he had last night where there were penalties that took it back, and he was just like, oh, it's cool. You know what I mean? Ah, it's all good. So, no worries. I'm sure that he'll throw me the ball again, and I don't blame him. So there you go.
So just one more time to recap, Mike 2-2 this past weekend. You're at 29-21-1. Bo 1-3 this past weekend, and you're at 26-25 overall.
Yeah, I do still have 3 other NFL storylines I want to get to. Dylan, let's go ahead and hit Mike'd Up. As a reminder, Mike'd Up today and every day brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Coming at family style, one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. I've got 3 storylines from the NFL yesterday that some of you definitely paid attention to one of these and another couple that maybe you didn't see. I want to start with the New England Patriots. Obviously, an interesting game yesterday for them in a lot of different ways. They're able to come up with a 26-20 victory over the Cincinnati Bengals, Bo. But I don't know if you happened to notice during the game the rough stretch of things that happened to New England. You and I in the pregame show and the postgame show just a few weeks ago when they're playing the New England Patriots, we talked about the rookies on the left side of the offensive line. Jared Wilson, the former Georgia Bulldog. Will Campbell, the former LSU Tiger. And they were the first starting left side combination in 10 years in the NFL. And the second team to do it this century to start week 1, 2 rookies on the left side of the offensive line. Unfortunately, they got carted off yesterday, both of them. New England has a lot of questions left to answer on that offensive line. There was also one more injury. I believe Morgan Moses was the other one on the right side. A very, very rough day for New England in a lot of different ways, even though they come out with a victory.
Yeah, I think Moses was considered an illness. I do believe he came back. Don't quote me on that.
Okay.
I obviously wasn't watching the game. So if, you know, that guy that wants to call in and, like, try to correct me randomly when I'm wrong on stuff, I'm not 100% sure, but I do. That's what I read. It's brutal for them. This is a team playing as well as anybody in the league, and now the entire left side of your line is gone.
Yep.
Ugh. And Drake May is a little bit prone to taking sacks anyways right now, still kind of processing things. So that was the thing I thought about Kirk yesterday. Kirk was quick.
Yeah, he was.
With his process, boom, and then get the ball off.
Process, boom, get the ball out of there. Vidarian Lowe came in at left tackle. Ben Brown came in at left guard. Both those guys, 4-year veterans of the NFL. So we'll keep an eye on that throughout the rest of the season. All right, here's a story you probably did pay attention to yesterday. Shedeur Sanders gets his first start of his career. They get a victory over in Cleveland. Here's what he had to say afterwards.
I feel like they respect the way I go about my business. And being a backup and everything, sometimes you have to compromise your personality and changed the way how you do things, you know, to never step on anybody's toes. So the fact that I got an opportunity and I was able to show the organization, show everybody who I really am, then that was truly exciting. So I was off balance for a little bit, you know, past couple months of my life, but it was different. But I'm thankful, you know, to be back where I am.
11 of 20, 209 yards, did have a 66-yard completion to Jerry Jeudy, although that one ended in a fumble for Jerry Jeudy because he didn't see somebody coming up behind him and the ball got knocked out. Either way, a victorious debut for Shedeur Sanders. I don't know how much of this game you guys got to see. Obviously, Bo and I were doing the pregame show while a lot of this was going on, but nonetheless, man, he's victorious in his first ever start. I'm happy for him. I think that this is a situation that when he was fourth or fifth on the depth chart, everybody in front of him have kind of moved out of the way, mm-hmm. and he gets to step in and actually showcase what he can do.
I'll be curious what happens when Dylan Gabriel gets healthy from the concussion.
Yeah.
He did exactly what he needed to do.
I agree.
And that is all you can ever ask for a quarterback making his first start. I don't know what he's talking about, that soundbite about.
Kind of talked himself in a circle, didn't he?
Yeah, and then he was right back to – if he was not himself for a couple of months, he was right back to being there yesterday. But good for him.
Man, that's how I feel.
Good for him. There's this whole thing that there are people that hate him. I don't believe that there's people that hate him. I believe there's fatigue with hearing about the situation, but I don't believe anybody's – I'm sure there are. I don't know anybody that's personally pulling for him to fail.
No, I agree with you. There is a sense of cockiness when it comes to the way he does talk, and I think a lot of people didn't appreciate how he reportedly went about the draft situation.
Right, well, and even that clip that we just played, it's dripping with confidence.
Like, yes, it is.
I hope –
it's a good way to put it.
Does not come back to bite him down the line.
That is interesting the way he put it. And, you know, he says that he knows he's the guy. And I guess we'll find out throughout the rest of the season if he is, in fact, the starter when Dylan Gabriel is not. Final thing I want to talk about, Chip Kelly was fired as the offensive coordinator. And this is, I guess, a warning shot to a lot of the college coaches that are like, man, I don't want to recruit. I don't want to do a lot of this. Chip Kelly goes from UCLA, obviously, to Ohio State, wins a national title, decides, I don't want to do that either. I'm going to go to the NFL. Here is what Pete Carroll had to say yesterday about the offense.
We're pretty disappointed about this one. But if you don't score, you can't win. You know, and we couldn't score. And it was an incredible game of defense on both sides, their team, our team. The numbers are, you know, whatever. They're next to nothing. And we had opportunities to make big plays, and we didn't hit them.
Yeah, you didn't hit him. Chip Kelly, obviously, the first domino to fall. I'm curious how this Pete Carroll experiment kind of works out there in Las Vegas. They bring him in, they bring in Geno Smith, they bring in Chip Kelly. It has not gone well. As a matter of fact, it has been awful, to say the least. They draft Ashton Jeanty. He has not been very good. Nothing that team is doing seems to be working, and I think that this is a perfect example of you can put all the right pieces in the right place, and it doesn't always come together.
You know, fan bases want to blame people that sometimes don't have anything to do with things and sometimes do, and sometimes you don't know. How much of this is Tom Brady's fault? How much of what they've done has been Tom Brady telling Mark Davis, this is what we should do, we should do this, we should do that? How much of this is on Tom Brady? Look, he's a part of the ownership group, isn't he? He's very active. Whenever anything happens good, they give him pub about being a part of it.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Throwing it out there, man. Everybody's got to have the same the same vision, the same identity for that club moving forward. It's not working out there right now, so I'll be curious to see how that all pans out. Again, Geno Smith, 30 of 44 for 285, but it just you come up short, man. That's a 24-10 loss to Shedeur Sanders, Cleveland Browns yesterday. So there you have it.
Well, coming up, we've got the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. Look, it is a Falcons Victory Monday. Celebrate with us. What questions do you have about yesterday's game? 404-726-0929. The wake-up call is next with the morning shift, and we are live from the Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.